All right. This is the February 11th, 2020 National Finance Committee meeting for the Pacifica National Board. And we are convening this meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're about 11 minutes late right now, having reached quorum. Mr. Secretary, are you here? Can you take
yep.
the roll?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Nicarina. Oh, yeah, Sharon. Sharon actually is not going to be here tonight. I knew that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Nicarina.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Arpal Martin here. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden. Okay. We have eight, and that is a quorum.
All right. So the first thing up is agenda approval. For the agenda, I had minutes approval for the January 14th meeting, the completion of the P&L discussion from last time. I have a couple updates on that. That's why I put it on the agenda. That's item five. Item six is P&L discussion regarding the preliminary, actually, I should have used the word unaudited. That would have been a better way of putting it. It's not especially preliminary. It's getting pretty close to final at this point, but I'll call it preliminary anyway. Sorry, let me back up. So the 9:30 statements are unaudited. The 12:30 ones are, in fact, preliminary. There's quite a bit of work remaining on them. And then we have Anita on the line to discuss those sets of profit and loss statements. And we'll have a Q&A with her for 30 minutes. That's item seven. Item eight is to confirm the time for the next meeting. And then nine is any new business. There should be plenty of extra time tonight, provided that our discussion doesn't run over. So are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
Arpal? Yeah. I'm wondering in all of this, maybe we should talk about the KPFA tax problem.
Okay. Would you like to set that as an item?
Yeah, we probably should. Let's see. Where exactly to put that? Maybe make that number eight?
Sure, we can do that. Okay,
we'll
so let me...
KPFA tax problem. And...
How much time would you like for that?
Yeah, I'm wondering how much time... for that,
we probably have 15. Arpal, do you think that's sufficient?
I don't know. I don't know enough yet to know if that's going to be a long discussion or a short discussion. Sure, let's throw in it at 15, and if things develop, we can move it to we can extend.
Okay, so that that changes the last three items to 9, 10, and 11, being an adjournment no later than 10:15. Is everybody okay with the agenda as amended? Do you need me to read it back again, or do you think that that one addition was clear enough? I'm not hearing anything, so I'll assume that everybody understands what it looks like now and that there are now 11 items on it, and we'll proceed with this agenda. The next item up would be minutes approval for the 1/14/20. I presume everybody has received them. Are there any additions?
So we've approved
the amended agenda.
The amended. We approved the amendment. Maybe you went too fast. We also approved the amended agenda per se.
I might have gone too fast. So we had an amendment. Nobody had any objection to the amendment. I don't believe. Anybody have any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. So, again, I presume that everybody's received a copy of the minutes. I think our Paul sent them out on Monday for the 114 meeting. Are there any additions or changes that anybody would like to make to those minutes?
I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, James.
Was that the meeting where I requested that you would make available the recording of the KPFA staff meeting where they were going to be discussing finances and the future of Pacifica, et cetera?
Yes, and that staff meeting, there was a kind of a disconnect that happened shortly after that. My understanding that this was that the staff meeting was canceled, and so I scheduled another appointment, and so I didn't actually attend that meeting, unfortunately. So I don't know whether it was recorded or
you
not.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know whether it was recorded or not, but I did send a written statement regarding the loan.
You did mention that the meeting was canceled, and then I learned that it wasn't. So if there is a recording available for that meeting, would you endeavor to make that available to us? And also, I don't see that mentioned on the minutes, but maybe that's not appropriate because it wasn't – actually, we decided it wasn't a motion. It was just something you were going to take care of.
Yeah, and I think it kind of came up at the last moment, too, if I'm not mistaken.
It did. It was at the end, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember whether R. Paul, do you have an opinion on whether that should have been recorded?
It was. It's under new business. On
new business.
January 14th, you go to the bottom, and you'll see new business just above the bottom, and there was a discussion about a KPFA staff meeting where the chair will make a presentation, and a request was made to send the chair's recorded remarks at that meeting to the NFC. The chair said he'd be happy to do that.
Right. Okay. Let me send a quick email to Janine, who organized that event, and ask her if there is a recording of that. And I'll try and get back to you before the end of the meeting, Jane.
Thank you. R. Paul, where are you saying that was number five, new business?
It's under new business, yes. Just go to the end of the whole file, and it should be on your screen.
Okay, I'm not seeing it, but I'm probably doing something wrong.
The 14th.
Okay.
This is on the 14th. I sent out...
Oh, I'm looking on the January 28th.
Right. I sent out two of them. There's the 14th and 28th. So on the 14th...
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Got it. Thank you.
So, Chris, did you make a motion to approve those January 14th minutes?
No, I was asking if there were any changes, and James said that there was... James suggested that item was missing, and since... It wasn't. I think that nobody has any objection to approving the minutes without amendment at this juncture. Is that correct?
Okay, but somebody needs to make the motion. If you can do it or I can do it.
I'll do it.
All right.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. James? Was that James?
I was going to say so moved, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. So... are there any objection to approving the motion to approve the minutes for January 14th. Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Thank you. Hold on just a second. I need to forward the agenda to Anita.
Did you send the agenda to Teresa Allen also?
Maybe. I'm not sure whether she's been joined to the list or not, but I think she has.
I'm not seeing it, but I'm looking around for it.
Okay, I'm not. Your email address isn't pulling up right now. Can somebody forward those to her?
Chris,
what do you need, Teresa? Just the agenda?
Yeah, just the agenda.
I'll do it, Chris. Chris, right here.
Thank you, Fred.
Oh, wait a minute. I see the agenda. But it was forwarded to me from Bill. Okay, so, yeah,
okay,
so put me on the whatever list you need to moving forward, but I do have it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, so first of all, I just wanted to bring you up to date a little bit on the
Chair?
Yes.
Chair? We have the January 28th minutes we haven't dealt with yet.
Right. Oh, okay. I didn't realize those were also sent out, R. Paul. My apologies.
Okay.
So we also have the I'll take an extra couple minutes here to get that done as well. Thank you.
I'll move to approve the January 28th minutes.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes from January 28th? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thanks, R. Paul. I didn't realize that you did a catch-up. I appreciate that. I just wanted to update this item 5, the P&L discussion for 9:30:19. I finally managed to get in touch with Bertolt today, and it was an interesting discussion. There's one discrepancy that the two of us are trying to hash out right now, just for purposes of transparency. That's the word I'm searching for. I'm a little tired right now. The issue surrounds of the quest that has been mentioned many, many times that took place in early 2019, I believe, in the amount of approximately $68,000. And the problem that we're running into is that NEDA can't find any record of having received it, either through the statements of WBAI or through the statements of any other branch of the organization. So we're just trying to track that down right now, and that's the largest remaining discrepancy at this juncture. There's also some weird little bookkeeping problems. The way QuickBooks treats his other expenses is to reverse them out at the end of the report, and I don't quite understand why it works that way. It probably has to do with the fact that it does an expense total prior to that point, so anything that's below that line is considered not part of the reconciliation, the balancing of that report. So this is I meant to have this all hashed out within a few days here, and then I can publish what I hope will be something that'll get both sides together on what the actual financial situation at WBAI was ending September 30th of last year. We also have some 1231 reports, which were supplied a couple weeks ago by Anita, and I had the opportunity to go through those and ask some questions, too. There's a few little discrepancies, but the major thing that needs to be added to them is that we still don't have any revenue, or we still don't have the listener support numbers out of KPFA. And so that's a very large vacancy, something on the order of $700,000 for the first quarter. So obviously that renders the statement pretty useless. I could throw the number in. In fact, I have a set of internal books that I'm working with where I've thrown that number in there just to see what it makes, what it is likely to make KPFA look like at the end of the year. I have to say that the first quarter is actually looking not that bad. And when I say that, I mean that revenues are down by 1%, but expenses appear to be down about 7%. And so the operating condition of Pacifica has actually improved slightly. This is a year-over-year comparison, by the way. So this is comparing to the first 3 months of last year. And so although some adverse things happened later in the year, at least comparing to the first quarter of last year, things are looking relatively positive. In fact, all four divisions. You'll see from the summary report I sent you guys tonight, all four divisions are reporting gains for the first quarter, which was a little bit surprising too. This includes some adjustments that I took for WBAI. And it doesn't include adding this an extra step I'm going to have to make or get Ned to make, but this doesn't include the interest payments that are starting to accrue effective January 1. So, or effective whenever it was that the board passed that. But anyway, I was relatively pleased with how that report looked. And since Anita and everybody seems super interested in the financial state of the organization, I invited her on tonight to discuss that that most recent report and also add to anything any information that she wishes regarding the 9/30th report. Go ahead. Sorry. Who was that?
This is Anita. I just have a quick comment, Chris. That was if WBAI would just forward all the information to us, we would key it in to Mass 500, and I think we would have better results for the future moving forward and more timely also. That is something that Tamara and I have always talked. In other words, it doesn't have to go through QuickBooks first.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you've made that point to me as well. Yeah, I appreciate that. So I actually did a little bit of a shortcut there, just letting everybody on the committee and listening know. I folded items 5 and 6 together into kind of one quick overview of the P&Ls to date that we've received through NEDA. And so with no further ado, I'd like to vacate the remainder of my time, if I haven't, to Anita Sims to allow her to continue the discussion and answer any questions.
And I would be happy to. Did you want me to talk a little bit about December's financials or really just September?
I think everybody at this point is more deeply familiar with the September report, having had more time to digest it. So maybe let's start out with the 12/31 report, and then if you want to add anything about 9/30, go ahead and do that,
sure.
Kind of working backwards.
Okay. That's quite all right. I started a review after I saw your email on 12/31, but I also, as I mentioned, had talked to Maria because I didn't feel that the December financials, the way that I had initially looked at them, really reflected positively the overall picture. And the fact that the revenue, though I understand why it's not recorded in the general ledger, for the various, Maria does not have yet the breakout of where that revenue has to go toward listener support or what have you. I felt better about the numbers. So, again, I agree with you, Chris, that the numbers look much more positive than we had them initially. Because Tamara, as you well know, is still on the account and still been doing the work for this. The expenses are all at a decrease for the first quarter of the year. The accounts payable, I just wanted to make sure I got this in. Also, the payables are lower because we did pay some expenses down. Though I will say the bills that still are outstanding is your auditor and also NETA. But I think there was a decrease in the board expenses that was paid out. And I think from my perspective, I reviewed it essentially that we are really, when you look at the numbers and look at the revenue for the first quarter, again, you really are ahead from 2018. So is there any questions? I'm not sure how much detail you'd like for us to talk about, or that you've even had an opportunity to kind of review the numbers as of yet.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Thanks. And thank you, Anita. Well, we just, these numbers, you know, are before the meeting started, but I know for KPFT, that actually does not look good. The revenue, listener support's down considerably. Total revenue's down considerably. Personnel expenses are up. And so, development expenses are about a third of what they were last year, which is scary. That sounds like premiums aren't being sent out, although I don't know. We're just not getting information. If, you know, if you could, I know you don't have all the numbers from KPFA. Okay, well, I'm just looking at what Chris sent. And so it just has the category totals. If I'm still wondering if it's possible to send out for the stations where we do have all the numbers, the worksheets for that, even if you don't have KPFAs or the consolidated, it would help us so that we can, you know, check back with people at the station and find out what's going on.
Sure.
You know, normally the first quarter is one of the best of the year. You know, the fourth quarter is always the worst because summer is a bad time for donating and all that. So, but I don't understand why we're doing worse than we were last year or the year before, 2018. And I haven't had time to look at the other stations. But it would be helpful to have the detailed numbers for each line item.
We can provide you the detail.
Great,
but
thank you.
I will
and also,
look up. Go ahead.
And this is more like cash flow, but is KPFT still paying? Actually, I guess I should. All the stations still paying, or stuff filter whoever's is, and which ones are not? And how is that looking? Is that doing better than it was doing last year?
On central services.
Yeah.
If you bear with me for a minute, I'll look up that email. I did request and did review in the last day or so on an update on that. If some of the stations are still behind. None of them are current as of February. Hold on a second. But again, I'll be happy moving forward to provide that to you in front of the meeting, if you like.
Yeah.
And then just gives you an idea of where we are at.
The reason I'm asking is because that helps us to figure out what to do about the outstanding accounts payable and also the loan interest that we have to be able to figure out how to deal with pretty quickly.
I don't have it in front of me, but if you bear with me, I will. I'm going through it now. Let me just send that to you after the call. I can send it.
Okay. So to the whole committee. Yeah.
Sure. Be happy to.
Great.
And again, I think one of my questions was initially, if you would bear with me for just another moment, is if I could have a better understanding for what you'd like to see. And I think the accounts payable outstanding would probably be good for you to see. Also, where the stations are on the central services commitment, if you will, and any questions that arise from the P&L or when we send it out. If you wanted to send me the questions before, we'll be happy to get that to you also.
Okay. And whenever you can send a cash flow report, and I'll, you know, for the last, you know, the rest of the current, up to the current point, and also projections for the rest of the year would be helpful, especially when we're planning for budgeting and interest payments on the loan, things like that.
Can I get it to you before our next call this month?
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Okay.
Alan, for
the Bill, if I could interject and just answer your question quickly about the development expenses. I know that, you know, this is probably a bit of digging down for this meeting, but I can do it pretty quickly. The categories that are about the same are under development, listed under development, are credit card discount fees, premiums from PRA, fund drive, telemarketing expenses, and there's another category called development expenses under development expenses, which I'm not sure what that is, but that's about the same. Also, printing, marketing, and sub-supplies is about the same. The three categories that dropped precipitously were direct mail printing, direct mail postage, postage, development, mailing services, and premiums from other vendors. So that would indicate, I guess, a lack of outbound shipping. So that would certainly be, you know, kind of a red flag if you're at the station management level. So, yeah. That's worth it. I can send you that detail. I'll copy it off and send it in an email.
Thank you.
Are Paul?
So I think I was next, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that, R. Paul?
I wanted to ask what the file name is you're referencing.
This is a copy of the the detailed financial statement that was sent out 2 weeks ago that is just too, like, outrageously out of balance right now due to the lack of revenue reporting out of KPFA to make it, like, a sensible read. But I promise you that I'll get this out as soon as I get that revenue number out of Maria. So, and I hope to get that this week. She's probably embroiled in this whole sales
tax,
or not sales tax thing, property tax thing, which we'll be discussing a little bit later. Sorry, who else was on the stack? Was that Nick?
Teresa Allen.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make that out.
Yeah, can I go ahead?
Go ahead.
So I just a couple questions. I want to understand, first of all, process between you, Chris, and Anita about preparing the financial statements. What you provided was a bit of a summary, and I'm wondering if we'll, you know, how these are coming together, and if you're going to provide the full report rather than the summary of in the spreadsheet that you provided was one question. And then a second question is, without having also the national office, you know, expenses and receipts from Central Service, as well as the Pacifica Radio Archives as well, we don't have a complete picture of what's happening with the organization. So I think it would be helpful, and I know you had struggles preparing this because of lack of information, but we don't really know who we are unless we have that information as well. So I have a question about, you know, how we're pulling that together. And then lastly, I don't know, Anita, how your processes are working with Meta of being able to see all the books of all the stations versus getting limited information from the stations, you know, and how do you prepare the financial statements that we've had? Is it your, you know, do you have access to all the stations' information and the national office information to prepare these reports?
Well, let me answer your first concern, and then Chris might want to chime in also. The financials are prepared it's a huge spreadsheet, and it has everything. It has the national office, so they have the individual P&Ls, if you will. And then we do a roll-up, a consolidated report. So, again, as you all know, I'm fairly new to this role with you. I think in the past you were just receiving the consolidated. Depending on, of course, Chris's desire, and we can talk about that, I don't have a problem sharing the information. And we probably need to get better at getting it out sooner. And frankly, I had three people, so it was not just Tama that worked on different levels to get December out. So, again, we are working on January now. that maybe we can have some different numbers fairly quickly.
Yeah, so to answer the first part of that question, what I'd like to do, and if you guys would like me to try a different process, I'd be happy with this, happy to, although I would like to explain why I do what I do after I explain what I do. And that's that, you know, I request these reports when at their earliest available moment, and then I go over the reports with Anita and Tamara, usually Tamara. She's the person who does most of the footwork on this stuff. Then provided that there's no glaring absences, I just move those reports right out to the NFC. My only reluctance to do so in this particular case is there were actually several discrepancies, but they were minor compared to the revenue discrepancy from KPFA. And what that had the effect of doing is just making the consolidated statement look atrocious. And I didn't want to send anybody into a panic. And I know that we have a leak on the board because every time I send out, it ends up getting picked up and sent through the listserv and digested into various critiques of the organization. And I'm fine with that as long as the reports are relatively accurate. But what bothers me and what should bother everyone on this committee is that people get up in arms about stuff that isn't actually happening. And I think that, you know, the people that should be the most sensitive to this argument of anybody on this committee, in that, you know, the reports can make things look worse than they are. And I don't think anybody wants that for the organization because it causes people within the organization and outside of it to act rashly and to suggest things that aren't necessary, you know, that absolutely are not necessary to do. And it just wastes a lot of time and energy. Rather get it closer. You know, it's never going to – well, I shouldn't say never. It's going to be as close to perfect as possible when it gets through the audit process. But I know nobody wants to wait for that to happen. And we are in, you know, a somewhat emergent situation, so I try to get things out as quickly as possible. But I feel terrible about putting stuff out without at least giving it a cursory review, and I think it's a mistake to do that. But, you know, if the individual stations are interested in seeing their individual books – that's a much easier task. Although I don't know quite how to break them apart. You know, I'd need either Netta to do it, or I'd need to pull the numbers out manually. The reason I end up sending these summary sheets is that they're far easier to pull out. So I can just copy them line by line, and it's a simpler process. So. That's why you guys end up with some really important.
And Chris, I appreciate what you're doing, what both you and Anita are doing, and I know it's a challenge. I just go back to my second question. If we don't have a national office and we don't have public radio, Pacifico Radio Archives on a report, we don't really know what we're looking at. So I know it's a challenge to pull all together, but we need the national office numbers. We need the national office expenses. You know, also to lead to the conversation we've had over the last two meetings, which is what should the central services amounts be in an aggregate, and how do we divide that amongst the stations? And if we don't have those numbers, we just don't know.
Okay, I appreciate that, Nick. And I can add those two sections within the next 24 hours here. I just figured the individual stations would want to know what their individual situations were, since that's what we are sitting on this board, is members of individual stations. I figured those were – I would love to have KPFA out too, but for obvious reasons, it's just not a sensible move for me right now.
Can you put me back for the stack?
Alan for the stack.
Who is that?
Alan, Teresa Allen.
Okay, Teresa.
And then Bill.
Bill, okay. All right, go ahead, Teresa.
I do want the information from the affiliates. I want the information from the archives. I want the information from the national office. because we are all in this together, and I want everybody to be paying what they ran up and getting credit for what they pulled in. And this is going to be my mantra: what gets measured gets done. And when we don't have the figures, then we can't get anything measured and done. I have another point. A couple years ago, we needed money for our transmitter, and National Office loaned KPFT interest-free $100,000. And on the local level, we've been asking for our monthly P&Ls, and that's one of the things that I wanted to know, which we would see there. This is not central services, it's something separate, and I'd like to know whether we've missed any months of paying that $2,000, because I really want to pay it back, and I want that to be a high priority for us. So,
my
understanding,
I did ask that question, is not being remitted to the national office, that $2,000.
So it has not been paid?
Has not been paid, correct.
Can you tell us, have you been told when was the last time we did pay it? Can you tell us how much of we have paid so we can catch up?
Sure. I can't tell you on this call, but I can find out, and I can send it out, not a problem.
And let me assure you, if I had known that we had not been paying it, I would have been raising Cain here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else on the stack? Oh, Bill, I guess. Bill.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and by the way, I agree with Teresa. We'd be raising Cain at our station, not at the National Finance Committee. But yeah, because we want to make sure we're paying our obligations. And I know there was a year when it wasn't being paid, and then it started getting paid in, I believe, July or August of 2017. And, you know, so I'm kind of disturbed that it stopped being paid. But I'm not surprised because our fund drives have been doing poorly. The other thing I was going to ask is, do you have up-to-date fund drive numbers? I don't know how the stations are doing with their winter fund drives here, or whatever this is called, the early year fund drives, but I know KPFT is finishing theirs up tomorrow, and I haven't gotten any numbers at all, but I've been hearing lots of anecdotal information that it's doing really badly. So that's the other thing that makes me worry. And then also, I was just going to say to Chris, you know, you don't need to go to all the work of adding up all those numbers for each category, because really what we need are the details for each line item in the budget. And if something looks out of whack or just missing, you know, just put a big red question mark there in the cell or cells, and then remove the formulas for the totals. And then that way people will know there's something that needs to be, you know, checked or filled in, and you won't have to go to all this extra work. Plus we'll have the details for the other numbers so we can check them.
Okay.
That's just a suggestion.
Okay. Thanks.
That way we can get it sooner too.
Yeah, just to be clear, you know, I would have already sent them out if it were just a matter of like $30,000 in errors on the WBAI books that I had question, or $30,000 I had question about on the WBAI books. But since it was $700,000 on the KPFA books, it just, once again, I just worry about this stuff ending up in the hands of people that have agendas that are different than the National Finance Committee. You know, there are forces at work that are interested in, you know, that have agendas that they want to push, and I don't want to give them ammunition for that. The facts are there for them to do that, and you know, and then I would appreciate them doing it, because, you know, if something needs to get done, then it needs to get done, period. I'm just concerned that that stuff that looks bad and isn't bad is going to end up becoming part of somebody's, you know, tirade, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I understand.
Anyway, and
if you just mark it, you know, like a word question mark or something.
I appreciate
something easy.
I appreciate you.
I like that idea, actually. I will definitely consider that. Thank you.
Could, Chris, could I respond to a question that I didn't that I was asked earlier?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'll be brief. I think the question was by one of you gentlemen, as far as the stations that we had control over, how easy was I think the question was how easy we had the data to be able to combine it, if you will, into an accounting or a financial P&L. And the only stations that are in the Mass 500 product that ETA has. Essentially, we set up WBAI and WPFW, DC. But quite frankly, they work so independently. They pay their own bills and they run it through QuickBooks. So really, all we're doing is keying it in Mass to be able to provide financial reports. The other three stations are not involved at all, with the exception that we go online to be able to access their database to run reports, then we have to turn around and rekey the data, if you will, to be for the purpose of the financial report. So from my perspective, I think we're getting much more current than we were a year ago. We still, I think, could be because we seem to have no time to really review or assess or correct before we share the data. And obviously, I think this is the discussion that we're having now. I think by the time we're able to pull all the information from two databases to combine it, we're almost out of time because it's time for us to share the information. So, again, I'm proposing that at some point you let me bring all of it into Mass 500 for no other reason of expedience. Your business managers would still have access if they would work with us. We do, as a matter of fact, I sent an email out a couple of weeks ago asking how was membership going or fund drives. Also, if they would share their cash in bank and provide me a copy of the bank statement. I heard zero from no one. So I really do need buy-in for this to work.
Alan, for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So tell me, Anita. Tell me, Anita, who's not cooperating with you? Who's, which station is not doing it fast enough? Not giving you in the format that you need it.
And it's not really about fast. I'd like for them to be able to share information because I think us having the ability to know how the organization as a whole is doing individually and then combine is important. We don't get any feedback from them. One of the things
you mean from the business managers?
Yes, all of them. Even Maria has not responded, though I understand they're in a very difficult situation right now. But it's very disheartening. I mean, we can remote in to run reports off of the database. But what I need is just for them to tell me how they're doing, that if they have the capability to run membership analysis that would show how they are trending. For no other reason, this meeting would be helpful to all of us. Or cash in the bank. I'm going to go ahead and start back up the calls that we used to have every Wednesday with the business managers. Again, not just to listen to us talk, but to start sharing more information. Hopefully that we all get and work more as a team than as we are now.
Amen. We got 5 minutes left. Are there any further questions for Anita?
James?
Alan for the stack. After James.
Okay, go ahead, James.
I wanted to just get clarity on a couple of things. One is the 500 program that you're talking about that BAI participates in and PFW participate in. That's a good thing, right? And the the fact that the other three are not participating in that, is that a negative thing, or is it the other way around, just so I can understand?
No, absolutely. It's a good thing because, you know, we have a very robust accounting platform. If they would, we provide a scanner to each station. All they have to do is scan us the open invoices, their daily deposits of what they received. We would key it in on our end and do it quicker. What is happening is they're not doing it. I mean, they are late in getting the information. And we can't, even though we can get into your database that the other three participate in, if they're not current and up to date, then we still don't have the information. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and so that was a lead-in to another question, which I wasn't sure that I understood. So I believe I've said several times in this committee that I've been in the general manager of WBI's office, Bertolt Ramers, while he's processing the financial information. And as he gets the donations and the information, he compiles it and periodically or at the end of the day, he puts it in a fax machine and he says he's sending it directly to Netta. And so, as I understand, that's adequate and that's a good process. So if I'm correct in that, then my next question is, you mentioned something at the beginning about WBI's reporting and the fact that they're using QuickBooks versus the other system. And so I wanted to ask you to be very specific and go slow for me, because I'm slow.
Okay.
And let me know exactly what it is that WBI is not doing that would make it better, so that I can bring that up with the general manager.
Okay. My understanding that what they are doing, they're doing some of the work on QuickBooks because that's what
yes.
they have had in the past. Instead of just sending it daily, instead of waiting until the end of the month where it has, in fact, backed up so much that I then have to put more people on it for us to be able to disseminate the information to get it in.
So you want it daily, is that it?
Yes, sir. Daily, weekly,
yes.
Because then that gives us an opportunity to also ask questions. You know, we see a charge on a credit card. It gives us an opportunity, quite frankly, to even question it, if need be, to be able to allocate it to the right place. There's a lot of reasons for doing that. But,
so understanding that we have one person doing that, who is, you know, with no business matter, just a Bertolt, who's running the station as well as doing all this other stuff, if he could speed up his reporting and do it daily or at least weekly, that would be better.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. I appreciate that. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'll pass that on.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Teresa, you're next on the stack, and I'd appreciate it if that could be our final question for Anita. She has other business to attend to. So go ahead.
At what point, I guess this question is for Anita, and also Anita, and it's also for the Finance Committee. At what point will we have all of our offices on the same page so we're all – you know, going by generally accepted accounting principles and not this quick thing that New York is doing on their own? Why can't we all do it the same way, and who is the one that's going to enforce that or make that happen?
Frankly, I will comment on that. I have been asking for disability. For us to be able to bring them all in into Mass 500 since we've been working with you. Again, we can deliver on a much quicker time frame. We are currently have the capacity. I have about 38 people in the business center. That is what we do. We work with many stations, public broadcasting. So, I mean, we are geared up for that. and then let the business managers review our work, if you will. We can process accounts payable based on cash flow. We, of course, would all we need is copies of the cash that the station receives. We need bank statements. Online is preferable because then we have people that just reconcile bank statements. So they would log in, print.
So my question to Chris is, Chris, what do we need to do to assist Anita by, like, do we need to do, does the committee need to pass a motion that that the general managers direct their staff to do that immediately? Like, if our business manager's not doing it, do we need to pass a motion that our general manager request our business manager to immediately start scanning in whatever she needs, and that the interim executive director requests that the general manager in New York start doing this? Or what is it we need to do to get this done so we're not kind of whining and kind of passive-aggressive not getting it done?
I think, at least for myself, what I want to try to understand is why it's going right now. And it shouldn't take more than a conversation or two, but I think what would be helpful to me is if I could dig around a little bit and try and understand what the obstacles are to this. And
can I offer a point of information when you're done, Chris?
Sure. And then circle back. And then circle back to the committee and discuss it. But I can't other. That's about the only comment I can make on it right now, because I really don't alleviating the problem. Go ahead, James, with your point of information.
Yeah, I apologize for stepping on you. I thought you were pausing there. I didn't mean to talk
it's
over
okay.
you.
It's okay.
In reference to the last speaker's comments, I believe that my question to Anita made clear, and her answer made clear, that WBAI is doing that. It's the other three stations besides PFW that are not doing that. And one reason that in the past that WBAI has had difficulties is that we have one person doing all of this stuff. We have no business manager. So the arrangement in the past was that the information would be sent to other locations to be handled because we were on an austerity budget after our staff was let go. But then now that that's going directly to NEDA, and that's what I have personally witnessed happen multiple times in Bertol's office, he's sending it direct to NEDA. And really, QuickBooks has nothing to do with it. He's sending the raw information straight to NEDA.
Right, and I think to paraphrase what I've heard or what I've gathered from NEDA is that from their perspective, the QuickBooks routine, if it's of any benefit to Bertold, it's not any benefit to NEDA, so if it's necessary for Bertold to do it, that's great. It's not helping NEDA at all, and that's fine. The procedure the way it is now. So for those two
right,
stations.
So just to, yeah. If I could just clarify that. So what Bertol's doing, he's doing the QuickBooks stuff for his own internal purposes so he can keep a handle on what's going on, and he's sending the raw data directly to NEDA. Is that correct?
That's what I understand, yes.
Is that true, Anita?
I think so. In other words, he needs a check written. As an example, he's going to write that check and then sends us a backup. Instead, the process should be that, one, that we communicate vice versa. We plan, we pay bills that he has selected, but we process them on our end.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, our Paul, thank you. I was going to get to you. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question here, and it's the question is, Anita, you said that the general manager from BAI is sending it once a month, because he's told us he does a scanning thing at least once a week. So you're sure it's once a month?
I don't know. It has been once a month. I will check with Tamara and others tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully he has improved.
Okay. So I think we're pretty much out of time for this. Although, other than the KPFA tax issue, we don't have anything else coming up after. Anybody had their questions answered at this juncture? Can we move on? Or is there anybody else that wants to that has something burning for Anita?
Anything about the detailed detailed statement that we got that covers through September 30th, or are we going to talk about that any?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add about those statements, Anita? I just basically forwarded what Tamara sent me I think I might have added a couple things to the BAI side just to help people read that portion of the statement a little easier.
Right. I really didn't have anything to add because, frankly, I thought maybe our time was going to be spent in December, which was more current.
Okay.
And frankly, that is part of my aggravation, is that I feel that we need to be current in order for this committee to react.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you. And I appreciate the fact that you guys have caught us up, too. I mean, it's been a long struggle, so I really do appreciate that. It's wonderful having current information. It really is.
Chris, this is Teresa.
Yeah.
I have one point of information. What is that program called, the scanning call? Is it 500-something?
No, that's the accounting software that NEDA is using.
Okay.
It's MAS 5000, I believe, MAS 500.
It's MAS, MAS 500. It's a SAGE product.
SAGE product?
Yes.
S-A-G-E?
S-A-G-E, yes, correct. So
Thank you.
And Bill, one more quick question, sorry.
Okay, just make it quick, Bill.
Okay, well, on the September 30th statement, and this is, I guess, something for Anita. Anita, maybe she can check before the next time. The WBI expenses still look like they're cash, not accruals. So
yes,
that makes it makes it hard to tell what the total expenses were coming.
Yes,
they're probably really off. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so. That closes out the P&L discussion. KPFA tax issue up next. Since R. Paul brought this to the floor, I'm sure that there's some specific questions that he feels that we should address, and I'd be happy to yield the floor to R. Paul if he'd like to articulate those reasons.
Well,
are you comfortable with that, R. Paul?
Yeah, it's very simple. I'm seeing on other lists that somebody sent out an actual notice to parties of interest that as of March 20th, the state of California tax people are going to hold an auction of KPFA's building. And apparently they claim that KPFA owes them over $486,000. And if it's not paid by the 19th, they're going to auction the building. And I've seen some stuff from a number of people involved with KPFA regarding all of this. And I'm wondering what's happening. $486,000. Needs to be raised within 5.5 weeks. And I'm seeing people saying that, well, maybe you could get it knocked down because the problem is that KPFA is somehow not being listed by the tax people as being a not-for-profit, so they're being billed at the for-profit rate. And then I'm seeing people say, yeah, but you can only go back a couple of years for that, and this is like 6 years' worth of not paying these taxes, so that at least four of those years they can't knock the rate down no matter what they do. So it seems rather complicated. It seems like a very large number that's coming up pretty fast, and I'd like to know what's happening with this.
Okay. First of all, some of you may have been told that that I'm liaising between KPFA and Lydia. That's nothing super formal. Lydia merely asked me to gather paperwork, or to help her gather paperwork,